Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Norway, believe it or not. Foreign policy is very important. You know my feelings about it. You know my feelings about the commie Ruskies and the Chaikoms and Jihad and the Norks and all the rest. The United States now, under Joe Biden, is stationing advanced bombers, 1B bombers, in Norway. And they're engaged in joint ops with the Norwegian Air Force. And they are doing ops with Danish, Polish, Italian, and German pilots. And they're flying over Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, obviously with the permission of those governments. You have to understand something about what that means and what's going on. Under Trump, Trump was servile to Putin. Trump was being blackmailed by Putin, not just over money. Trump owes somebody $400 million personally, and he, with a personal guarantee, and he's not saying who it was. The DA in Manhattan right now knows who it was because he got his tax returns. A lot of people think it's the commie Ruskies. A lot of people think it's oligarchs among the commie Ruskies. A lot of people think that the Steele report was true. I'm one of them. The pervert video existed. Because for whatever reason, Trump was servile to Putin. He was Mrs. Vladimir Putin. He simply nodded meekly and bent over every time Putin said anything. And Trump attacked our European allies, he attacked NATO, he attacked the EU. He called up the Prime Minister of Britain, he called up the President of France, called up the Chancellor in Germany and insult them, just shout at them. Yeah, he never did that to Putin. Never did that to Kim Jong-un or Xi of China, never did it to them. Never did it to anybody in the Middle East. So what is going on? What is going on is America is back, and Biden is saying we are four square with NATO and the EU and commie Ruskies, just in case you had any errant thoughts about sending troops into eastern Estonia and eastern Latvia, because they have borders with you, and because you went in and they did this, kidnapped a couple of guys in Estonia. They just kidnapped the guys. Said they were dissidents. This wasn't even their country. They grabbed them, snatched them, bring them right back to Russia, because there's some people that speak Russian along the Russian-Estonian, Russian-Latvian border. So why don't you go in and snatch them? Well, no. No. Norway is a strong ally of ours, and Norway also is right next to Russia. The Russians have ceded some of the fjords and sea lanes around Norway, listening devices and that kind of thing. Occasionally, Norwegian sonar and radar will pick up something in the water. They'll say, God, that's a big fish. Some guy, you know, in a reindeer sweater is sitting there going, that's a mighty big fish. So they'll say, that's not a fish, that's a Russian submarine. Seriously, that's what they're doing over there, intimidating. You don't want to start a war. We bear animosity to no people. But Joe Biden is back, and Joe Biden has bombers flying over Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, Norway, doing ops with Germany, Poland, Denmark, Norway. That is a clear signal. It's a clear signal to the commie Ruskies that don't even think about it. Do not even think about it. Because the thing about Putin is, when you're an oligarch, you're an authoritarian like Putin, he's the king of the oligarchs. He just built a $1.5 billion palace. Alexei Navalny blew the whistle and now he's in prison over it. When you're that kind of guy, you always got to escalate. You always got to push the envelope. If you sit back, there are a lot of very hungry people picking their teeth with Bowie knives ready to get you. And so you got to always do something, threaten this one, threaten that one, direct it externally. Well, they ain't directing it at Poland anymore. They ain't directing it at Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania anymore. And they ain't directing it at Finland, Sweden, and Norway anymore, period, end of story. Period, end of story. Very good news that these joint ops are going on. They did not go on under Trump. Very good news that the bombers that had previously been based in the United Kingdom, in Scotland and England, merry old England, are now in Norway, a lot closer to the Kami Ruskies. And there's still operations in Britain too. All of Europe desires our presence because of this behemoth to their east, Russia, which has a pitiful economy the size of Italy, which for its population is pitiful, where the people are not doing well economically and they're restive, and Putin has to direct their attention elsewhere other than his throat. And that's what's going on. So good for Joe Biden. Another part of the world nearby, this is pretty bad and sad. Iran just executed two wrestlers from their Olympic team. They executed them. Prior to that, they executed the boxing coach. Now, let's say you were an athlete in Iran. Are you kind of anxious to go out for the Olympics in Iran? You know, are you? Do you have suicidal thoughts? And what happened is that the wrestlers had either been involved in protests or expressed sympathy publicly for the protests. They were flat out executed. Same with the boxing coach. Same with the boxing coach. A lot of Iranian athletes have defected. They go, hey, there's a meet in Germany or France. Boy, I'd really like to go there and I will show the colors for Iran. They go there and they never come back because they're not stupid. That's why. There is a move afoot for sponsors to boycott any coverage of Iran and eliminate them from the Olympics for executing their Olympians. I mean, that's pretty basic. I mean, how low does the bar have to be? It's like the bar is low. I mean, don't take performance enhancing drugs. Don't, like the East Germans used to do, put men up to compete in the women's events. And by the way, don't execute your athletes. Can you manage that, guys? I mean, is that pretty reasonable? I think it's pretty reasonable. There is a move afoot to compromise, to let Iranian athletes compete, not under the flag of Iran, but the flag of the International Olympic Committee. The International Olympic Committee. So guy, you know, let's say he's he runs the mile, he, you know, whatever he does. Guy shows up, he doesn't have an Iranian flag, he has the IOC flag. And I think that's fine. I mean, you have to let these guys, it takes a lot of guts for them to live in Iran and not defect, to be Olympians. And if they or even somebody in their family, quite frankly, says, boy, I think we should have a change of government, they show up in the news. So you got to be careful. But that's what's happening. When you look at upcoming Olympics, look and see what they're doing with Iranian athletes. And they've already executed two wrestlers and a boxing coach. And the sad thing is, you know, Iran was a world power in wrestling. You know, a lot of countries, they're not large countries, but there's one or two things they really excel in. You know, like Finland in ski jumping. You know, they'll have these guys, they're skinny as spiders, and down they go, and they go like a football field or something. Remember Eddie the Eagle from England? England thought they'd put up a guy. Eddie the Eagle comes out of a bar. Eddie the Eagle goes down, he goes about 50 feet, and he's lucky he doesn't break his neck. So the point is, Finland is into ski jumping. Iran's into wrestling. That's their thing. They love wrestling. So for them to execute two wrestlers and a boxing coach is pretty poor. I think that's a very poor, cold thing to do, but that is what's going to happen in the Olympics. Now, back closer to home, a major, major development. Donald Trump sent cease and desist letters to three of the major Republican committees, telling them not to use his name in fundraising. That's the Republican National Committee, the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, and the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee. That means all of their state candidate, their congressional candidates, Senate candidates, and the party itself can't use his name. What they're doing is they're going, you know, well, Trump is a good guy and we believe in him, so send money, and they send it to his base. And he goes, well, you know, 10 members of the House voted to impeach me. And I think what, 7 senators voted to convict me. So the hell with you. I mean, that's really basically what he's saying. Now, the funny thing about Trump is, you know, he's always bullying and doing this kind of stuff. If I were advising them, which I'm not because I don't wish them well, but if I were advising them, I'd say, tell him to pound sand. Tell him to pound sand. Just don't say he endorses you, but you can say, I espouse the policies of Donald Trump. You can say, I espouse the policies of Edmund Burke. You can say, I espouse the policies of Ronald Reagan. You can espouse whatever policies you want, whatever you want. And tell him to pound sand, occasionally sneak in a picture. Is he going to sue over a picture? No. What is he going to do? But what that says to me, he's also said, I am going to go to Alaska personally and campaign against Murkowski, who voted to convict him. Murkowski. I'm going to go to Alaska. He is going to fly from Florida to Alaska, which is a long way. And the comforts and warmth of Mar-a-Lago are not up there. He is starting to split away from the Republican Party. You can't send that kind of a cease and desist letter and really say that you're continuing to be a Republican. It's a very, very big development. It should be exploited. It should be exploited. And the good thing about Murkowski is even Barrasso, the right-wing nut Republican, but he's a doctor from Wyoming, has said, I'm with Murkowski. They're starting to break away a little. You're seeing the split, and you're seeing the clean fault lines and who's where. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There are people on the line. Do not hang up. I'll be right back to you after the break.